Business and Finance time, and my guest tonight is Elise Morgan, the host of the ABC's The Business. Hello.
Hello.
So Parliament is back this week, Elise, and a handful of MPs appear to have been given a talking to about populist policies from outgoing NAB chairman and former RBA Governor Ken Henry.
Yes, and also, it must be said, Treasury Secretary
yes,
as well.
He's had a few hats.
He's no stranger and author of the Henry Tax Review, of course, which really went nowhere. So he's no stranger to policy and the workings of Canberra. So he was speaking to a small gathering of MPs and social scientists. It was organised by a Labor associate Treasury spokesman, Andrew Lee. And Ken Henry, apparently, this is according to the Nine Fairfax papers, was talking about a string of policy failings and that, as you say, these populist tendencies that we're seeing infiltrate Canberra as well as every other political circle that we see is meaning that we're not seeing good policy and bold policy either. He sledged quite a few examples. One was the Murray-Darling, the management of the Murray-Darling Basin. He cited the lack of infrastructure and congestion in cities. One quote, which is quite interesting, the truly terrible broadband service, which...
Truly terrible.
So it must mean that he's got a terrible internet connection at his house. And the extraordinary low rates of productivity growth, which is underpinning the stagnant real wages that we've seen in the economy. And I have to say, spending a lot of my time speaking to economists, having private briefings with them where they can speak freely, these are comments that are echoed right across circles, particularly those that have come out of departments in Canberra who've formerly been in these circles. They are bemoaning the fact that there's not a strong pickup of these great ideas that come from some of these departments, that people have left, that there's not quite the intellectual prowess that's that used to be there. Maybe that's just wishful thinking and it was, and you know, back in my day stories, but it is something that that a lot of people are talking about, but whether that changes anything is another question.
We've only got a minute till the news, but the Productivity Commission's final report on economic regulation of airports hasn't been seen, but what can we expect?
It's coming out soon, and prior to that, the airports are really ramping up their campaign. It's being spearheaded by the former competition czar, Graeme Samuel. He's on the program tonight, where he labels the Productivity Commission a bunch of economic eggheads. Their interim report said that they didn't really see a problem or monopolistic pricing, which a lot of people who've been through airports would probably be a little bit surprised, particularly those that have bought coffees in airports or perhaps parked at an airport, that you can expect that to really kick off next week when Virgin and Qantas speak at the press club.
I'm looking forward to it. Elise, thank you.
Thank you.
Elise Morgan, the host of the ABC's The Business. This is RN Drive. Patricia Carvelis with you.